Hello and welcome to another half hour of music with the Latin American Beat on Serenade Radio's Latin Lounge. I'm Steve Ashley and I've pulled 10 tracks from my audio library to take you south of the border. First to Argentina and a tango by Carlos Gardel, Por Una Cabeza. Una Cabeza, or by head, referring to a horse race, a track by Conjunto Punta Porá, of whom the CD notes tell nothing. Agustin Lara was a Mexican songwriter who was born in Veracruz in 1897 and who became one of the country's most popular songwriters of the era. Among his most famous compositions are Granada and Solamente Una Vez, which we know as You Belong to My Heart. In 1998, Plácido Domingo, who is of course also Mexican, recorded a CD, Four or More, entirely of Lara's music, on which one of my favourite tracks is Noche Criolla, or Creole Night.
Tibia y callada de Veracruz, cuento de pescadores que arrulla el mar, vibración de cocuyos que con su luz bordan de lentejuelas la oscuridad. Bordan de lentejuelas la oscuridad. Noche tropical, lánguida y sensual. Noche que se canta la playa su inútil pena. Noche tropical, sombra de una mirada criolla. Noche de Veracruz. Vibración de cocuyos que con su luz bordan de lentejuelas la oscuridad. Noche tropical.
In New York's Palladium Ballroom, there were three resident bands during its short existence from 1946 to 1966, in which time they introduced and popularised the mambo, along with the cha-cha-cha, merengue and pachanga. One of the bands, Machito and his orchestra, frequently arranged well-known American and European music in the Latin style. Oh My Papa was composed in Switzerland in 1954 and was a hit for Eddie Fisher, among others.
Thank you.
is Blue, a French song from which you may remember the Paul Mauriat recording of 1968, but played there by American pianist Roger Williams, who in his lifetime released over 125 albums, 21 of which went gold or platinum, and around 200 singles. I normally associate Burt Camfort's orchestra with smooth foxtrots and upbeat big band songs, arranged in their very distinctive style. But in 1964, Polydor released That Latin Feeling, containing 12 tracks of mainly authentic Latin compositions. Maria Elena is a Mexican bolero dating from 1932. Years earlier, in 1962, the world was enjoying the bossa nova craze, a rhythm that was a direct descendant of the samba, with songs by Antonio Carlos Jobim being among the best known. But this next track, La Puerta del Sol, may well have been written by Enoch Light for his Light Brigade release on Command Records. American albums are notorious for not crediting songwriters.
Thank you. Hacerme sufrir más. Siempre fuiste la razón de mi existir. Adorarte para mí fue religión. Y en tus besos yo encontraba el calor que me brindaba el amor y la pasión. Es la historia de un amor como no hay otro igual, que me hizo luz a mi vida, apagándola después. Ay, qué vida tan oscura, sin tu amor no viviré. Es la historia de un amor.
Historia de un amor como no hay otro igual, que me hizo comprender todo el bien, todo el mal,
que le dio luz a mi vida, apagándola después. Ay, qué vida tan oscura, sin tu amor no viviré.
Es la historia de un
Edie Gourmet and Los Panchos with Historia de un Amor, or A Love Story, composed by a Panamanian in 1955. The original Los Panchos performed in New York in 1945 and became one of the leading exponents of Latin ballads in the USA. The group, with of course new members, is still going strong and is considered to be one of the most influential Latin artists of all time. Next up, Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass with Bittersweet Samba, written by Sol Lake, who also composed many of the band's hits. Albert's original band was in reality just him double-tracking his trumpet, and it was only in 1965 that he hired session musicians to go out on the road for concert performances.
Thank you.
from a household name of the 1960s and 70s to one that you've likely never heard of, the John Buzon Trio, which apparently in the late 1950s was one of the hottest dance combos in Los Angeles. John Buzon principally played Hammond and several other instruments as needed, aided by his saxophonist and drummer on a Bing Crosby hit from 1930. It Must Be True. To close out today's Latin Lounge, here's a track from 101 Strings, a symphonic orchestra organisation that ran from 1957 to 1981. The first albums were recorded by the Northwest German Radio Orchestra in Hamburg under contract, with the discography eventually exceeding 150, with albums recorded in the USA and London. One of the guest arrangers and conductors was Les Baxter, who also composed this Latin number, Boca Chica. Les Baxter, who was one of the pioneers of lounge and exotica music in the 50s, 60s and 70s, and who arranged for a number of top flight singers, including Nat King Cole. That's all I have time for today on the Latin Lounge, but I'll be back next week on Serenade Radio at the same time. In the meantime, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley.